discuss about this subject, why religion? We must find out why religion, or how this idea of religion started in the man's mind at the beginning. Thousands of years ago, when the man's mind started to develop, to think about various kinds of natural phenomena in this world, he found many wonderful experiences. When certain natural forces or phenomena were not in his favor, he had to suffer. He had seen disasters and tragic incidents. Then he started to think how to find out the solution to get rid of these unbearable things which create fear, suspicion, insecurity, tension, and suffering. He knew these things are beyond the comprehension of man's thinking power. Therefore, he thought there must be some invisible, powerful, supernatural forces or persons behind all these things. Then he started to praise and worship them and started to make animal sacrifices in order to feed these supernatural powers. He also started to pray and worship as thanksgiving when certain phenomena were in his favor by thinking that these are the acts of God. The aim of these practices is to gain protection and blessing from these gods to live in this world without facing much difficulty. That is how this belief or practice called religion originated. That is why the man started to pray. When this concept of religion started to develop, certain other important practices were also incorporated into religion. They are religious rites, rituals, and ceremonies or festivals. They organize them according to their tradition, custom, and way of life in that particular country. The foundation of religion was laid by the man at the beginning for self-preservation because of fear, suspicion, insecurity, misunderstanding of the life and the natural phenomena as material just like bricks, stone, sand, cement, and earth are used for laying the foundation of a building. After that, man erected this building of religion by introducing faith, offering, prayer, vow, penalties, moral, and ethics in the name of God in order to control mankind. Later, when you study how another different religious method called Buddhism came into existence, we find the Buddha has not used any of those faiths or beliefs. He did not introduce the concept of God, soul theory, eternal hell or eternal heaven, fear and distorted views regarding the natural phenomena or universe, and blind faith, unnecessary rites and rituals as religious practices, and all to build up Buddhism. He also did not seek any message from outside to receive instructions for him to build up Buddhism. He used different ideas or materials such as right understanding of the life and the world and the nature of the natural phenomena of cosmic order and the real characteristics of mind and matter, elements and energy, moral and spiritual development, discipline, mental training and purification, knowledge, wisdom and enlightenment to erect this religious building. It is true that he used certain religious materials used by other religions at that time, such as karma, action and reaction, rebirth, and certain moral principles, but not in the same manner or in the same sense. He refined them and introduced them in a rational, scientific, and psychological way. Therefore, Buddhism is not a concoction of religion. Buddha did not collect material from other religions or from here and there to build up Buddhism. It has its own character and identity. By realizing that, though any other religious teacher has yet found out the absolute truth and final salvation of man, he pointed out that others have developed only certain worldly powers and could manage to attain only certain stages without complete purification of the mind from all superstitious beliefs, impurities, illusions, delusions, imagination, hallucination, and ignorance. The real meaning or the purpose of this word, religion, can be understood when you study the way how the Buddha has introduced this religious way of life. If we were to accommodate this word religion to introduce the teachings of the Buddha, we must also understand that the different interpretations given to this word by other religions. Then anyone can understand why Buddhism is needed while there are so many other religions. The Buddha movement is to remove certain misconceptions which had been holding by people for thousands of years. For example, in those days, everybody in this world believed that the sun and moon every day go round earth. People had this belief, this lack of proper knowledge of the world system. But when Copernicus found out and proved that it is not the sun and the moon that are going round the earth, but this earth goes round the sun, then slowly people realized that it is true. There was another misconception people had about the earth. For thousands of years, people believed that the earth was flat. Galileo discovered and proved that the earth is round but not flat. Later, people accepted that truth. When consciousness is called, the sun is the center of our solar system. People have to give up the former belief that earth is the center of our solar system. The belief that many Venetian philosophers had up to 19th century, that the atom is the ultimate entirety of the matter and it is impossible to split it, was given up when nuclear scientists managed to split it. Likewise, the belief that the people had for thousands of years that the soul is a permanent entirety created by God had to be given up when the Buddha pointed out and gave reasons that it is a wrong concept and there is no such thing as permanent entirety. To him, it is only a dream. This belief exists in the man's mind just like the visual object of rainbow color where there is no reality. The Buddha explained that the idea of soul is only a misunderstanding of man's consciousness. If there is an eternal soul, is there any reason for the Buddha to hide it without revealing it to his followers? Certainly not. Because this concept of soul theory is a very important issue to every other issue. The theory of evolution, which was discovered by Charles Darwin, disproved that the belief people had that this life was at once created by God. Geology, biology, and physiology also explained very clearly that it had taken millions of years to originate the first life on this earth. These discoveries never contradict when one studies the teachings of the Buddha very carefully. Modern discoveries of the development of mineral life, plant life, and other living things and living beings is agreeable with the teachings of the Buddha. To the Christian, how life came into existence, the Buddha has given a simple and reasonable answer. He says, life is only combination of mind and matter. Further, he defines the mind as combination of feeling, perception, mental formation, and consciousness. Again, he analyzed the matter as four elements: solidity, fluidity, heat, and motion. When you study the explanation of the Buddha about the cosmos, you can understand he has mentioned that there are certain living beings, fortunate or unfortunate ones, not only in this world, but also in certain other planets. The modern scientists and astronomers are open-minded and accepted the existence of some living beings in certain other planets. Many of those traditional religious beliefs are exactly like those former beliefs about the world system and the origin of life. But the Buddha's teachings are like these musical. The belief that people have that religious rites and rituals are the only important factors for man to find out his salvation was not recommended by the Buddha. He advised people to develop morality, concentration, purification of the mind as important aspects for the final salvation. He pointed out that for a man to become religious, he must lead a harmless, unblameable, respectable, decent, noble and pure life. Simply by praying or making offerings, it is impossible for a man to be religious and to gain his perfection and salvation. He also advised people to keep away from evil practices. The idea of keeping away from evil must be diverted for the welfare of the living being and not because of the fear of God or punishment. At the same time, he advised us to cultivate the good humane qualities, practices, goodness, and help others without any selfish motive. The Buddha was the only religious teacher who gave due credit to man's intelligence. He advised not to become slaves to external agencies, but to develop the hidden power of the man and self-confidence. He also pointed out that the man is responsible for everything in this world. His face and flesh both were created by him, and he has the ability to get rid of his suffering and make his peace and happiness by using his effort and distance without depending on external power. Man's unclean mind is responsible for all the troubles, calamities, disturbances, unfavorable atmosphere, and the dangers of elements and matter. At the same time, man's mind can change this unfortunate situation of the world and can make a peaceful, prosperous, and happy world to live in if man uses his mind properly. This can be done only through the purification of the mind. This is a religion which always encourages man to face facts of life without acting as a self-hypocrite and to accept the truth wherever it may be. Therefore, Buddhists do not reject the truth which are pertaining to worldly matters discovered by their thinkers and scientists. Although the Buddha had paid more attention for spiritual development, he never neglected the man's worldly problems. In his teachings, we can find some practical advices for man to work properly without wasting his valuable time and effort, and also to act wisely for the progress of the mankind, and also to fulfill his duties towards his family, relatives, friends, community, his country, and the world. Therefore, Buddhists should not ignore They are using an obligation to make this a happy and peaceful world without contributing something within their capacity. He also did not interfere in the affairs of the government to interrupt the reasonable laws imposed by the government and social customs and taxes if they are harmless and useful to the society. At the same time, he also never used the political power to introduce his way of religious life. This is a religion which teaches us to serve others, sacrifice our own comfort for the sake of suffering humanity by observing religious precepts or disciplines voluntarily, but not as commandments imposed by some powerful person. By observing such good principles according to our own convictions, not only we get the chance to be perfect, we also serve others to live peacefully. This perfection is the highest goal which a person must attain in order to gain his salvation. It cannot be obtained through the influence of any god. According to this religion, we can see the results of good and bad deeds within this lifetime. Heavenly bliss or nirvanic bliss can be experienced within this lifetime. It is not necessary to wait to see the results only after our death, as taught by many other religions. That is why the Buddha always welcomes people to come and see his way of teaching, but not to come and leave at once. He also advises people how to choose a proper religion to practice by considering, investigating in various ways without accepting anything through emotion or blind faith. This is why Buddhism is called a doctrine of analysis. Here in this religion, we can see the scientific and psychological analysis of mind and matter. Those who talk about the first cause of this world, the Buddha has said that it is impossible to have a first cause since everything is going on changing. Interdependent and conditioned by others, the thing that we accept one as cause, next time becomes the effect. After that effect becomes the cause again. This phenomena will continue without stopping. This phenomena is called universal law. The Buddha was the teacher who had discovered the real nature of the universal cosmic law and advised people to live in accordance with this law. He has mentioned that those who violate this law must be ready to face the consequences without grumbling. It is impossible to escape from the reactions of such cosmic laws simply by praying to God, because this universal law is unbiased. It is impossible to influence this law to escape from the reaction. But the Buddha has taught us how to stop the reactions of certain bad practices by doing more and more good deeds and training the mind and eradicating the evil thoughts from the mind. After violating the cosmic order, there is no any other method to get rid of the reaction without cooperating with the same cosmic law. The karma that the Buddha has explained is accepted by world-famous psychologists like Jung as collective consciousness. This is nothing but depository of karma seeds. As long as this collective consciousness and will to live remain in the mind, as mentioned by the philosophers also, rebirth will take place whether people believe it or not. The elements of the body may disintegrate, but mental current together with will to live will transmit, and another life will be conditioned according to that collective consciousness. Gravitation and law of conservation of energy discovered by the modern scientists like Newton support the doctrine of karma, or action and reaction, introduced by the Buddha. According to the Buddha, man can become a god if he wishes, but others only advise man to pray to God to get the blessing. They also feel that only after death man can go to heaven, but that heavenly bliss or experience does not mean that man too can get the privilege to become a god. However, Buddhist concept of God is different from other religions. The founder of any other religion has never said that the followers also one day can get the chance to gain the same experience, the same peace, happiness and the same salvation as did the founder of that religion. But the Buddha has said that anyone can become a Buddha if one can practice the same perfection, the same method practiced by him. The rapid changes of the mind and the elements of the body have been explained in Buddhism. According to the Buddha, every fraction of a split second, the mind appears and disappears. Biology, physiology, and psychology also see the same nature of changes in life. Therefore, life is not a static. Another psychologist, Professor William James, has explained about the point moments of consciousness. He pointed out how consciousness comes into being and passes away again in rapid succession. According to the nature that causes the continuous process of mind, as soon as a mind is born, it gives birth to another mind and dies. The mind that is born gives birth to another mind and dies.